proclamation number 8865 dated the October 10th, 1964. Comforting fatherly words. If only you trusted me wholeheartedly, then nothing in your earthly life would be able to worry you. Because your destiny is in my hands, and depending on your trust in me, I can give you what you need. Little faith, however, prevents me from considering you in a way I would like. Therefore you should let everything approach you and not do anything of your own will, for especially you who want to be of service to me can rest assured that I will smooth your every path if only you always commend yourselves to my love and grace, for truly, all means are at my disposal and I guide your destiny such that it will benefit you and the vineyard work you shall still carry out for me. After all, it should be obvious to you that I myself wouldn't want you to disrupt the work. You can imagine that nothing is unknown to me that will help you, and therefore you will also be led wherever and however my will decides. And I will make the decision easy for you, for all of you will be of one mind. And then you will also know that I am involved, that you should hold on to my hand and believe that I will keep helping you. For I still want a great deal of work to be done and you should place your efforts at my disposal, for it involves exposing further errors and confronting them, which you can only do with my support. And thus I also need loyal servants who, on the one hand, are willing to accept the spiritual knowledge, and on the other to distribute it. For the spiritual crisis is getting increasingly worse and people are in urgent need of explanations, because they instinctively reject the misguided teachings and, alongside these, also the right ones, and are therefore lacking all faith. And the fact that I need you for this service should already suffice to make my care of you and your earthly requirements understandable to you. For one day you will find out how richly blessed this work of yours has been, even though it does not compel but leaves every individual person free to believe. Yet your work is visible as rays of light in the beyond, thus everyone following the light can come to realize the truth, and there are not just a few who help themselves to strength and light, even if it seems to you that your effort on earth is often in vain. And therefore believe that I guide my servants on earth through all dangers of body and soul and never take my hand away from them, and only wish you to hold on and faithfully place your trust in me. Then every problem, every unpleasant situation will resolve itself so self-evidently that you will only ever recognize the obvious protection of my kind fatherly hand, which does not allow you to be harmed. And the more you trust me, the more evident will also be my help, which then will be without limitation. Amen.